manifest mercies or my way, Lord. Can't even stand up, moves and manifest mercies.
I'm having a problem with my alarm clock. It's sort of randomly selecting when it will wake me and when it won't. That's not going to work because I get up early. Did you know that it's actually healthier for you to get up when you're tired and to go to bed before you get tired? Seems a little counterintuitive, but it's actually a fact. So as you can imagine, it's a little hard for me to wake up just a little lazily yawning and laying in bed thinking, I'm not sleepy anymore when I'm used to getting up super early in the morning. It's a really great way to start the day, and I'm saying that as sarcastically as I can. Well, you know, sometimes we have to choose the way we feel. You don't need to allow your hormones or disappointments or the way other people act to dictate your day. I'm reminded of a story of David when something horrible happened to him, and it didn't happen to him alone, and responsibility was placed on him for this horrible thing that happened. If you look at 1 Samuel chapter 30, you'll see that David and all of his mighty men were out and about. They had been with the Philistines and actually were sent home from there because the Philistines were going to war with Israel. But when they got there, they discovered that their family, their wives, their children, everything they had was taken away from them and their property by the Amalekites. So the people were furious with David, not surprisingly, because David was their leader, and they actually wanted to kill him. They were standing around talking about stoning him. David was miserable because both of his wives were gone, and his things were gone. He was just as miserable as everybody else, and now people were turning around blaming him for what had happened. Well, David did something very brilliant, and it's something that I think that we'll be encouraged today if we take a look at it. He encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And because he decided to do that, instead of just saying, oh no, they're going to kill me, his life was spared. And they were able, of course, to go and find the family. So take a look at that. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6, David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, but the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. There's a lot of instances in the Bible where other people encourage other people. We're actually told to encourage each other every day because this is what we need to do. We need to encourage each other to take a look at what God's saying. We need to encourage each other that things will not always be as bad as they are. We need to encourage each other to do better in what they're doing. And this is something that, you know, the Bible instructs us to do. But how many times in life are we left with discouragement instead of encouragement, when in fact everything around us is actually working to bring us down instead of encouraging us? Well, what do you do in those kind of situations? What do you do when you're doing the best you can and yet and still you wake up 2 hours later than you expected to do? You're missing appointments and missing opportunities and things like this because your alarm clock doesn't go off. What do you do? You don't sit in your misery, no. You encourage yourself in the Lord. God said the day was good. One thing that you can be encouraged in right now that you can take with you on those days when nobody else is around is the fact that when God created the earth, he looked over each day and said it was good. Look, all your days have been declared good. I want you to take that encouragement. I want you to believe that the Lord is thinking good thoughts for you, just like we learned from Jeremiah when the Lord said he knows the thoughts that he has for you. You know, they're good thoughts and not bad thoughts, to bring you a future, to bring you a hope. Every single day in your life can be that way because God said good. If you take a look in Genesis, let's go over, because I believe that it's better to physically look at it than just to be told it. So if you have a Bible, wherever you are, whether it's on your cell phone, whether it's on your ebook, whether it's on your laptop or your little tablet computer, whatever, or if you actually have those tangible, tingly pages underneath your fingers, I want you to turn to Genesis 1, where the Bible says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. God called light out. God separated the day from the night. God made the sky. God separated the waters from the waters. And when he had done all of that, he saw that it was good." Okay? Verse 10 says, "He saw that it was good. And the next day the Lord went on. The third day, 13th, he saw that it was good." Okay? Verse 18, "And God saw that it was good." All right? Just keep going through. God saw that it was good. God is declaring these days good. He did the work that he did, and he declared that it was good. Verse 25, "God saw that it was good." And then it was very good. I want you to remember, God said good. No matter what anybody else is telling you, God is telling you that it's going to be good. Look at Psalms 119, verse 28. Psalms 119, verse 28 tells us this: "I'm fading away from the weight of life." How many times do you wake up in the middle of the night or in early in the morning or first thing to your day? You're standing in the shower, you're trying to brush your teeth, and all of the misery, the troubles, the anxieties of the world fall right back down on your shoulders. First thing in the day. It happens to a lot of people. You're not alone. There are some things that we can do to improve the way we feel first thing in the morning. We need to go to bed at night. When you go to bed between 8 and 12, your body stores up happy hormones. It builds them up, it builds them up, it builds them up. But it won't release them unless you're sleeping. It builds up those hormones. And then first thing in the morning, when the sun hits the pupils of your eye, it releases those hormones into your system, giving you a boost. That's why depression can be such a bad cycle, because people's sleep gets off kilter. But I want you to remember that the Bible says in Psalms 119, 28, it tells us this: "I'm fading away from the weight of life," which is possible. "Strengthen me according to your word," which is truth. "Encourage me like you said." You can look in the Bible anytime you need encouragement. Anytime you need encouragement, read the Psalms. Read Psalm 20. "The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble." Read Psalm 23. It's some of people's favorite. The 23rd Psalm is some of the people's favorite Psalm. But let me tell you something today. You can be encouraged. Your perception is so much greater than your reality. It's so much heavier than your reality. The way that you live is based on the way that you perceive things. I'm encouraged today because I choose to be. The feeling will follow the praise. If you praise the Lord, the feeling will follow that. You're going to build up the truth. You have to look into the truth. There's so much lie around you everywhere that you are. Look into the truth. Gaze into the truth. Your feeling will follow your praise. Okay? It's going to be a good day. It doesn't matter what time of the day it is. It could be the middle of the night. This is a good day. You claim it. You claim it in the name of Jesus. He's already declared it a good day. All you need to do is accept it. You claim it in the name of Jesus and you place it upon your mind. Our expression of life is ruled by perception. You can compare it to a blind man who is sliding down a precipice and he can't see below him and he can't see above him. All he knows is what he feels. He can feel the openness. He can feel the danger around him. He can hear the sound of the wind rustling and blowing against him. And he knows from what he feels that there is nothing beneath him. So he slides and he slides down the precipice, desperately reaching, trying to grab something that will keep him from falling to his death. And he doesn't know when, but he knows that if he doesn't get something soon, he will fall to his death. Well, finally he stops. His hand is on something hard and he's solid, but he's holding on and his hands are getting bloody and he's afraid. And he doesn't know that 2 feet below him is the bottom of the canyon. He can be safe, but he has to let go. He can get past the trauma and move on, but he's got to let go. The difference between the man in the story and us is that we know that beyond what we can see, there's someone who's looking out for us, who's telling us, "Look, I made it good. it's all good. Let go. Just let go.
There's a feeling, Lord, I can't complain. Though not to know is hard to bear, you are completely fair. So you bless me when I'm on my way.
On my way.
Grace and mercy on my way,
on my
Lord.
Way.
You put your grace in.